67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of June 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This Saturday, June 1st, Camp Courageous is having a reunion celebrating 50 years of serving campers. With about 200 folks coming out to reminisce and have a great time, it's going to be a wonderful day. A couple years ago, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the actual founding of the camp, and we thought it was extremely important that we celebrate those first campers that came to Camp Courageous back in 1974. There was 211 campers, and today we're serving nearly 10,000. It's come a long ways in 50 years, and a big thank you to our listeners for all they've done to make this possible. As we end our spring season, we spend a week of orientation for the summer season, and then this coming Sunday, our actual summer season kicks off. I thought it would be nice to hear from one of our spring teachers, Karen, from Burlington School System, on a little testimonial about her time here at Camp Courageous.
My name is Karen Lichty, and I work at Burlington High School in Burlington, Iowa. I brought my first group to camp back in, I think, 2010, 2011, somewhere in there, had not really heard, knew anything about camp, but another co-teacher brought. And that experience was just awesome. I watched one student who had limited use of his legs climb a big angle beam like 30 feet in the air, and they worked with him to get him up there, and he was so happy. And from then on, it's like, I've got to take all of my kids to camp. It's just been such a great experience. It's fun to watch them do things that they normally wouldn't be able to do and accomplish it and make and achieve goals. One of my students that I brought back this year, his goal was to make it to the top of the tree climb and ring the bell, and he made it. So it's a wonderful experience. I've also enjoyed, since camp is so wonderful, I've become a volunteer for the travel program, and it's neat to see these individuals get to take trips all over, not only the United States, but internationally, and just to see the joy on their faces as they experience these new things that without Camp Courageous, they wouldn't be able to do. So thank you, Camp Courageous, for the wonderful experience that we have here.
Thank you, Karen, for your kind words. Looking forward to having you back at camp next year. We had a respite care weekend this past weekend. Theme was Adventure Awaits. Great time, lots of campers, lots of staff, and a big thank you to the Quad Cities Canine Assistant Network and their volunteer therapy dogs that came out and spent the weekend, and it was a fun time. Our travel campers headed off to Minnesota to watch a Twins game at Target Field. The campers had their own suite where they found comfortable seats, snacks, and a nice view of the game. What an exciting time. Unfortunately, the Twins lost, but everybody had a great time. This one comment was extra special from one of the campers. I'm so thankful to Camp Courageous because I've been able to travel not just locally, but also internationally. My mom can't believe that I've been to 5 different countries now and almost all over the United States. She said, I'm a world traveler. Through Camp Courageous, I've gotten to know new friends and travel with them. It's so fun to be a part of the travel group. I can't wait for more adventures with Camp Courageous. This past week has been orientation week here at Camp Courageous. A big welcome back to a lot of our staff from the past. We welcome new counselors from all around the world. A big thank you to students from the University of Northern Iowa, Wartburg, Western Illinois, University of Iowa, Iowa State, South Dakota State, and the list goes on and on. During the past week, the new staff learned everything from American Sign Language to all kinds of CPR and medical training, to care for the campers, to all the different activities we do here. It's an intensive week and a great week, and it looks like we're going to have a great, great summer. A big thank you to the Iowa Veterans of Foreign Wars and Auxiliary on their 103rd convention. It was in Des Moines on Friday. It's been my 45th in a row that I've had the opportunity to attend. A wonderful group that were involved with Camp Courageous back in the very, very beginning when those first campers came. It's come a long ways over the years, and we can't thank them enough for all of their support. Big thank you to Mark Kenninger of Ackley, Iowa, who brought us out a power wheelchair. His son had muscular dystrophy and was a camper, and it was always the highlight of his son Nathan's year to come to Camp Courageous. So a big thank you to Mark. Also, a big happy birthday to Don Berger from Jessup, Iowa. He's a great camp supporter. He just turned 90 years old. Had a little party for him last weekend. Next Saturday, June 8th, will be our big fishing derby at Pleasant Creek State Park and recreational area there at Palo. Starts at 7:30 in the morning, goes to noon. Big thank you to our friends at NRG Media for sponsoring that. Then a few Iowa's big golf benefit at Finkbine in Iowa City. That'll be on June 10th. For more information, go to our website on that one. Our need of the week is raincoats. You can go to our website for more information on that. Believe it or not, it does rain once in a while here at Camp Courageous, but little portable raincoats would be wonderful. I had two dear friends pass this last week. They asked that the memorials go to Camp Courageous, including Mary Himes from here in Monticello, a wonderful lady, great supporter of the camp. Also, Jeffrey Burr passed away from Cedar Rapids. He was 68, longtime camper, had been coming to camp since 2000 and been here over 20 times. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.